giving all.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, next case, please.
The next application is 11,879 Michael J. Ramsey and Deborah Ann Ramsey seek variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks. Sections 115-42B and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Railway Road, approximately 66 feet west of Wilmington Street in Banks Acres. The 911 address is 31394 Railway Road, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 11188. Specifically, they're requesting a 6.8-foot variance from the front, a 0.6-foot variance from the front, a 2.1-foot variance from the rear, a 5.5-foot variance from the rear, and a 7.7-foot foot variance from the side. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition to mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Deborah Ramsey, 11064 Morgan Drive, Shipley, Pennsylvania.
Can you wait right here? Can you step up, sir? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Ramsey, 11064 Morgan Drive, Shipley, Pennsylvania.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Please have a seat.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Ray Tomasetti. I represent Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey. Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey purchased the property last month in October, and as part of the settlement process, we had a survey done. Attached to the application is a copy of that survey. What we discovered as part of the settlement process that the a couple of things, which I've also attached to the application, is that the house on the property is a mobile, so one-story residence mobile, and the previous owner placed that house on the property and got a certificate of compliance or occupancy in 1975. They subsequently got a building permit in 1979 to place the garage on the property, which is towards the rear. The open front deck, the porch on the front, which is was placed on the property according to the building permit in 1982. The seller of the property, that sold the property last month, she's 96 years of age. I was trying to inquire more information from her, and she believed that she had gotten all building permits for the other improvements. We found out that she had not, and our office went ahead and got building permits for the two decks in the back, the open gazebo, and the detached shed. What we can ascertain by looking at the survey and just seeing that at one time the property was serviced by a septic, now has a central sewer, and you can see the well in the front. So the belief is that at some point the septic was probably toward the rear of the property, and that's why the sheds and the garage were placed in their location. As I said at the outset, the house has been there since 1975. The garage for almost 37 years, and the open deck in the front for 34 years. The Ramseys, when they purchased the property, they had some concerns because of the shape of the property, and they were concerned that the neighbor's garage to the left, excuse me, the neighbor's driveway to the left was on their property. We found out that wasn't true. The pictures I've submitted to the board, what those pictures show is they actually show, the first picture actually shows the view down the road to give you some idea. The Ramsey's home is the property, which is shown right here that has you can see the sign out front, the yellow sign. That's the Ramsey's home. And as you look down the road, it's pretty much in set back and almost as similar as the other adjacent homes. The next picture shows the view from the road looking at the driveway and the garages. As you look to the right, it doesn't appear to be the dimensions of 2.3 feet. It looks like a larger area in comparison to the neighbors. But in essence, the survey is showing that a portion of that property, which appears to be the Ramseys, is really the neighbors. So it gives that distorted view that there's more space between the garage and the neighbor's property. The next picture is a picture showing from the rear of the property, from lot 49, looking at the property, and you see the two sheds to the back. So you see the location of the sheds in the back of the property from the rear shot from lot 49, looking at those sheds. And the final picture is the side view of the garage, which would be showing the doors at the on the far left of that. But just wanted to show the pictures to show that the appearance in the field versus what the survey shows are two different things. So they're fortunate they did get a survey. The seeking the variance here really to correct the some of the problems which on the property for quite a bit of time. And we take the position that the property is unique given that there was a septic there, given the shape of the property, I guess a parallelogram, it really trying to fit the house, the garage, and everything on that in the lot given the septic and well. So we take the position that the lot itself is unique given that, and it could not be developed otherwise. The difficulty here was not created by the applicant. The previous owner had owned the property from the start of the 70s till just the present, and the seller has retired to the Brandywine just off of Route 54. And she really couldn't recall a lot about the property in talking to her. The first picture as well shows that in granting these variants, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Most of the homes along the road are set back almost in that similar, if you look at it, similar setback, and they have quite a few other different things attached in the back and other sheds, and so it fits pretty much into the character of the neighborhood. The variances we're seeking here, we're not planning to change anything, we're just seeking to establish the minimum variances so that the property can stay in its current status that has been for quite some time. As I said, the garage alone for 37 years and the porch of 34 years. I believe the setback issue probably was probably given some of the surveying errors given that time period when this was laid out, if they even got a survey at all. I think along the rear, it might have been the misconception that it had to be 5 feet, so that's why it's sitting exactly 5 feet. So for the reasons stated, we're seeking the variances to get this property back into to try to deal with the issues that are here so they will not carry on in the future. Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey, do you have anything to add to that, or has the statements I've said tonight, are they truly accurately depict the facts here?
Excuse me.
Come forward, please.
Yeah, thank
come
you.
Forward.
Please come forward.
Yes, you have.
All right. Do you have anything to add to the board as well to regarding these variances? Any neighbors you've talked to, or?
We've talked to the surrounding neighbors behind us, and I guess it's catty corner from us. They came out and said that they had received letters from the county and said, well, the one in fact said, I guess I'll have to call them. I said, if you want to complain, yes, you can call. But if you have no complaints, then you don't have to do anything.
And they're not here tonight, are
they? They're not here. Again.
That's a good thing.
Anything else? Did you want to add anything? Or?
No.
Okay.
That's parcel 53, you're saying, where the garage is. That's your neighbor?
The neighbor is 53, the neighbor right to okay. The...
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, yes, directly okay. Behind it. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Okay. We'll see. Thank you. We'll see if there's any questions. Start with you, Mr. Hudson, please.
So both sheds are going to stay on the property?
Yes, they are. That's correct.
Thank you.
No further questions. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Becker?
Did he move the shed?
I don't know if they could move that shed or not. Can the shed be moved, or
can they bring the shed in compliance?
The one shed, the shed that's 7x7x12 is in compliance. It's because of setbacks. It's 5 feet on that. But the other shed is.
You're
2.9.
Okay. Yeah, but you need a 2.1 variance.
Variance on that shed, correct.
Now, can you move it 2 feet forward?
It could. It's a metal shed. It could.
Okay, so we want to correct everything that we can. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're just not giving out variances. So
sure.
That you can. Okay, so would you be willing to move that shed and bring it in compliance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with the garage, you said that in 1979 you were issued a, there was a permit issued?
There was a building permit issued in 1979 on that. I've attached a copy to the application, so that's been there for 37 years.
I have just the dwelling, that's all I have.
Let me see it. You only have the dwelling? I've got the...
No, the dwelling. I have a CC on the dwelling.
Well, that's up, but I have the building permit. I've got the building permit from, it was attached.
I attached to it for the garage.
Okay, so you didn't get a CC for it. You got a building permit for it.
I don't know if she did or not. I don't know that, so
yeah,
I don't know that.
It's not part of the record.
Do we have that building permit? I don't see it in the packet that I have.
The only one I see is for the single family house.
The single family?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I do have, here's the, let me see, I got the roof. Here's the garage, and here's the number one.
Yeah, what I'm looking for, Counselor, is just that maybe that had the, you know, the permit would have shown the setbacks at that time. Of course, we have to take that in consideration that there was a notification to the owner that
owners on that.
They had to be, you know, because your setbacks are 40 in the front and 10 on the sides. So
Correct.
Okay, and you're over 720, over 600 square feet for that garage. So that would necessitate a 10-foot on
the back
and rear. So you saw nothing in the...
No, I just, and I have that from the records there. Okay.
And also the porch in 1982, you had a permit for that?
That's correct. There was a permit for that. It was a 16 by 14 open deck, and I've given a copy to Jeanette.
Okay. So that needs a 6.8 tenths also, right?
Correct. That's correct. We're good.
Okay. So before I let you go, you've agreed to the shed. Is that correct?
I have.
The shed, the metal shed, this shed you're, right here. This shed.
Correct. The 2-point.
No other questions, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Mr. Workman.
Do you have electric to that shed?
Excuse me?
Do you have electric to that shed?
Yes, I think there is.
There is?
Is that going to be any...
Is that going to be a problem for you?
No, I'm an electrician.
Oh, no. No other questions.
Okay. Alrighty. All right. Indeed. Okay.
Looking at the picture in relation to the survey, Mr. Tomasetti and Mr. Ramsey, it appears to me that there's a gap there between the front property line and the edge of paving. Is that your understanding as well? I just noted because there was a power pole there that looks...
You mean the roadway?
Yeah, that where the edge of that roadway is.
Yeah, the
looks like there might be a few feet.
These, I think our property stakes are actually right around where these lights are. Everything else
is okay. It's right by the lamppost. There's a lamppost. He actually put a nail set where the lamppost is, and a rebar was set there.
When I look at the
survey power
at the
pole,
bottom.
The power pole is showing in the road based on the survey.
And when I look at your pictures, it looks to me like that's where that power pole is.
It's part of the right-of-way.
Looks like it's actually a couple feet from the edge of paving on the road.
Correct.
It is. Yeah, it's in the grass.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Drainage ditch.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,879 based on the five criterias, which for a variance, there is a uniqueness to the property. There certainly appeared to be. I don't know what they call that, a trapezoid or whatever it is. Cannot otherwise be developed. The way it is now, it would take quite a few dollars, I would say, to move that garage and everything the way it's been for so many years it's been there. It hasn't been created by the applicant. The applicant bought the property. Would not alter the central character of the neighborhood. They've made a statement that these neighbors are not worried about any of the situation that has occurred here, and it's a minimum variance to give release. So I make a motion that the applicant has agreed to move the 9x8 shed by 13 1/10 shed, to move that into compliance so that the 2.1 tenths of a variance will not be needed. The garage, they approved the garage variance for 5 point, I believe 5 foot in the rear, correct? And 7.7 tenths of a foot on the side. And also to approve the 6.8 tenths variance for the front setback for the porch.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
And Mr. Rickard, if I may, I think there was also a 0.6 foot variance in the front yard as well for the dwelling.
For the dwelling, that's correct. There it is. Let's see here. Yeah, from 40 feet, it would be 6 tenths.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you. I had it marked down, just didn't say it.
Okay.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,879. For the variances that were read.
And Mr. Chairman, with the exception of the rear yard variance for the shed.
Okay. All those in favor, I put that in there with it anyway. I just said for the variances that were approved that he had read out. That's why I didn't read that one in there too.
Yeah, the way the rules of procedure are, it's very important that we make sure you state it the right way. That's why I just made sure that was clear.
All right, well, I appreciate that then. Okay, so all those in favor, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Burman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Excuse me, aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons has been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,879 is approved.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you. So even though I stated that the variances that were read, I still had to incorporate that one in there then?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, well, basically, you would say like approve in part, deny in part.
Okay.
Because that's kind of... But we just have to make sure that's clear, because whenever somebody makes a motion and then it's stated, we want to make sure that when you're asking, you're restating it, we got that part in there.
Very well. Thank
you. We've had that litigated before.
Okay. Next case, please.